Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of Intelligent Medicine. It's an opportunity for you to call in with your questions. We invite you to join us, 877-726-8255. Run your medical or nutritional quandary past me by calling 877-26-TALK. And I'm going to pose a question, and I'm going to give you a little time to think about the answer. Which of the following causes more harm as a constituent of the American diet? A, soybean oil. B, coconut oil. Or C, high fructose corn syrup. I think the answer may surprise you. It's which is more harmful, soybean oil, coconut oil, or high fructose corn syrup? The answer in just a few moments. But first, by the way, you can call us 877-726-TALK. I saw this headline and immediately I clicked on it and looked up what it was. Chemotherapy pain could be eased by jet lag drug, study suggests. The subtitle, painful side effects from cancer medicines could be tackled with a drug that eases the effects of jet lag, research suggests. And first of all, I thought, what drug eases the effects of jet lag besides common over-the-counter melatonin, which is not a drug? And so I looked further, and it turns out that they were talking about melatonin. The drug, I put that in quotes, the drug known as melatonin appeared to prevent pain caused by chemotherapy damage to nerves. It blocked harmful effects on nerve health, this study with rats shows. So here's the problem, is that certain chemotherapies using things like Taxol and carboplatin, commonly used for cancers like ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, sometimes used for breast cancer, and many other types of cancer. It's estimated that about 70-80% of people who undergo chemotherapy experience something called post-chemotherapy neuropathy. So this is characterized by numbness, tingling, and pain in the extremities. It can also affect hearing. It can affect smell and taste, because those are nerves too. And it can also affect the brain, because the brain is just a big bundle of nerves. So people end up with chemo brain. But the most obvious manifestation, and it can last for months and years after chemo. You know, it's like you trade one problem for another. Your cancer may be eradicated, but you're left with a lifelong side effect, which can be devastating. So in working with cancer patients, I endeavor to minimize the effects of chemotherapy, which is sometimes necessary, sometimes beneficial. I mean, we've evolved a lot from 30 years ago or so when I started medicine, where chemotherapy was very high dose, very devastating, and often ineffective, to more precise, targeted chemotherapy at doses that are better tolerated, that don't leave patients completely exhausted and half dead, and that can actually increase the chance of survival. So I'm not averse to chemotherapy in some instances where it's going to help, but we want to minimize the side effects. Well, okay, what they found was that chemotherapy-induced neuropathic pain, it's abbreviated CINP, which causes tingling and pain sensation to touch and cold temperatures that can be severe enough to cause patients to limit their chemotherapy treatment, is minimized when you take melatonin. And furthermore, here's the key, because a lot of doctors will say, You know, you're thinking of taking these supplements, but we don't know what they're going to do. They might interfere with chemo. If you feel better after chemo, maybe the chemotherapy didn't work. If the chemotherapy didn't work, well, then what's the use? You feel better. But the very fact that, you know, you don't have neuropathy indicates that you were blocking the efficacy of the chemotherapy. But here, importantly, melatonin treatment did not interfere with the beneficial anti-cancer effects of chemotherapy in human breast and ovarian cancer cells. And so I often recommend high doses of melatonin. Melatonin, not just the amount required to help with sleep, which is a half milligram to 3 milligrams nightly, but 20 milligrams. Now you might think, well, I'm never going to wake up after I take that. It's like taking 5 Valiums. Well, no, because melatonin's threshold effect is achieved at about 3 milligrams, but taking more, you're not going to feel knocked out or exhausted. You get used to it very quickly. And plus, it has long-term cancer preventive effects, particularly in breast cancer and prostate cancer. So it's safe to take. It's effective. It will help to reduce this post-chemo side effect, which may cause patients to have difficulty with fastening buttons or walking barefoot, or cause pain that can persist even after the cancer is cured, meaning that some patients are unable to return to work or able to carry out household tasks. So the researchers say, quote, CINP can have a devastating impact on patients and may limit chemotherapy doses with potentially serious consequences. These findings are very exciting and suggest that melatonin could prevent CINP by protecting nerve cell mitochondria. All right. Study was published in a major medical journal, hopefully, the drug in question was Taxol. Taxol was the medication that melatonin was tested against, and it prevented neuropathy. So very cool information, and I mean, these are the kind of quality studies that we need in integrative oncology. All right, so let me share this item with you because frequently my cancer patients, my chronic fatigue patients, my patients with fibromyalgia, which we'll talk about in just a few moments, suffer from extreme fatigue. And I want to share with you some information about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, you've heard me talk about it. I take it personally. I've been talking about it for years. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin mineral needs with antioxidants and omega-3s, all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Traditional Therapeutics that some people may just want to keep their favorite multi and perhaps their favorite fish oil and still harness the power of pure NT-Factor alone. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you with a unique energy support of pure NT-Factor and a potent delivery system. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, you've been thinking about the question, soy oil versus coconut oil versus fructose, which is worse for you? We'll have the answer for you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're open for business and your phone calls. We're live. 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. Write that number down for this week or next week or whenever you care to weigh in with your question or comment. Here's the highly awaited result of our question that we posed at the top of the hour. Which is worse for you, soybean oil, coconut oil, or high fructose corn syrup? Well, the answer comes to us from a study done at University of California, Riverside. They fed mice a series of diets that were either high in soybean oil or high in coconut oil or high in high fructose corn syrup. Now, you might say, well, yeah, how applicable this is to humans. And, you know, they probably fed them so much more soy oil or coconut oil than high fructose corn syrup than humans consume. You know, it's like the equivalent of 40 cans of soda or 3 pounds of coconut oil or a kilo per day for a human of soy oil. And the results can't be relevant to human experience, but no. Each intervention with either soybean oil or coconut oil or high fructose corn syrup corresponded with roughly the amount of each of these things that Americans currently consume. So here's what they found. Compared to mice on the high coconut oil diet, mice on the high soybean oil diet showed increased weight gain. Now, that's really weird because, you know, we focus on the calorie in, calorie out hypothesis. A calorie is a calorie is a calorie. But the same amount of calories were fed to these mice, but just in different forms. So in one comparison, coconut oil was compared to soybean oil. Same amount of calories, identical caloric content, but mice on the high soybean oil diet showed increased weight gain, larger fat deposits, a fatty liver with signs of injury, diabetes and insulin resistance, all of which are part of the metabolic syndrome. And the metabolic syndrome in humans is the single biggest contributor to disease and death in America, responsible for diabetes, responsible for stroke and hypertension, cardiovascular disease, inflammatory disorders, and even cancer. So, what about fructose? Well, fructose was intermediate in its effects between soybean oil, which was by far the worst, and coconut oil, which seemed to be the least harmful of all. Fructose in the diet had less severe metabolic effects than soybean oil, although it did cause more negative effects in the kidney, and it also caused changes in the gastrointestinal tracts of these mice that were similar to human symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease, like ulcerative colitis. So the mice on the soybean oil-enriched diet gained almost 25% more weight than the mice on the coconut oil diet and 9% more weight than those on the fructose-enriched diet. The mice on the fructose-enriched diet gained just 12% more weight than those on a coconut oil-rich diet. So it's precisely the opposite of what the American Heart Association now recommends. It's really crazy because if you go, and you can go to the American Heart Association website and they say get rid of saturated fats, coconut oil being numero uno among vegetable sources of saturated fats. And they say, here's their page. I have it in front of me. Good fats and bad fats. The facts on healthy fats. They say love it, unsaturated fats, that would be soybean oil. They say they lower the rates of cardiovascular and all-cause mortality. They lower bad cholesterol, and they provide essential fats your body needs but can't produce itself. Well, coconut oil, nope. They say saturated, limit it. That would be things like coconut oil. They say they increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and raise bad cholesterol levels. So get with the program, American Heart Association. The researchers say, quote, this was a major surprise for us that soybean oil is causing more obesity and diabetes than fructose, especially when you see headlines every day about the potential role of sugar consumption in the current obesity epidemic. Because after all, fructose consumption in the United States has significantly increased from about 37 grams per day in 1977 to about 49 grams per day in 2004. And we're now 10 years along, and, you know, so, you know, not great. Not great. And a lot of that soybean oil is GMO. And GMO products, we know, are associated with some degree of harm. So there you have it, the answer to your question. It turns out that soybean oil, which, where do you find soybean? Who among you goes out and buys a bottle of soybean oil? Well, some people still do, but where are you going to find it? It's one of those Trojan horse things. It is ubiquitous in the American diet. You buy salad dressing. You buy prepared food products. You use processed foods. They are laden with soybean oil, which is a cheap and available source of fat that confers no health benefits and has a lot of harmful health effects. So mayonnaise, major source of soybean oil. Ditch your soybean oil-rich mayonnaise. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we've got a call from a listener who left a recording at drhoffman.com. If you go to drhoffman.com on a PC or Mac on the right side, you'll see a box. And when you click on the box, miraculously, magically, a prompt invites you to record a question, as Jeff did. So let's hear from Jeff.
My question relates to a recent allergy. I'm actually in the process of being diagnosed. I have tested positive in skin screenings for a reaction to beef, lamb, and pork. I believe, you know, that I have basically suffered continuously from this allergy for approximately 4 months. During that time period, I've had just substantial gastrointestinal issues intermittently, as well as persistent diarrhea, but at times it would flare up quite a bit more after I'd eaten beef or other meat. Is it possible that when my body is reacting to an allergen, that could induce sleepiness? For instance, I'll get hives, I'll get the stomach upset, and then thereafter I'll be very sleepy. Or I'll be sleepy first. Because my question is, as the body is fighting off, is having this battle with the allergen, and elevating my immune response, does that ultimately create sleepiness, drowsiness, fatigue, etc.?
Well, that's a very interesting question from Jeff. And it's an unusual thing. You know, most people who are allergic, the most common allergens are eggs and wheat and dairy and shellfish and peanuts. These are the typical allergens that cause, standard reactions, such as wheezing, nasal congestion, skin rashes, or even anaphylaxis, where you have to run and get an EpiPen. But there's a new epidemic of allergy to beef, lamb, pork, and any kind of mammalian meat. So you may say, well, yeah, I'm allergic to beef, so let me go get some goat meat. You know, I'll have some jerk, you know, that like the folks in Jamaica eat with goat meat. Or maybe, you know, you'll even go for some kind of rare meat like armadillo meat or whale meat or horse meat or something like that. You'll still be allergic because this is a tick-borne allergic reaction. It's not the same tick that causes Lyme disease. It's the Lone Star tick, which is a little larger. It's the size of a nail head, not a pinhead. And the bite of the Lone Star tick can sometimes cause something called alpha-gal allergy, which is mammalian meat allergy. And it's a reaction to a certain substance called alpha-gal, and it results in typical allergic reactions so that people are intolerant to meat. And so far, they haven't come up with a cure other than to avoid mammalian meat. You can have chicken, and you can have fish. Those are fine. But when it comes to any kind of mammalian meat, you got to stay away from it. And yes, the symptoms are like typical allergies, and they can make you feel drowsy and tired. Because when you're overloaded with histamine, you feel lousy. If you get brain fog, you feel, you know, you could, there are actually some studies that show that people who suffer from allergies, their driving is as impaired as if they have a couple of drinks. So, yes, indeed it's possible. The other outside possibility is that you might have an additional tick-borne illness. So when you're properly diagnosed with this and it's determined that you did have a tick bite, and if you're still tired, knocked out, or feel sick, you may want to run a series of blood tests with an infectious disease doctor to make sure that you don't have some kind of tick-borne illness. And no, I don't believe the Lone Star tick transmits Lyme disease, but there are other types of tick-borne illnesses that may be associated with a tick bite. So maybe you better be evaluated for those. An interesting question, and that what used to be a rare circumstance, allergy to beef, lamb, pork, has now suddenly skyrocketed because it's transmitted by a tick bite. It's called alpha-gal sensitivity. If any of you are experiencing this, get yourself to an experienced doctor, an allergist, immunologist, who knows how to properly diagnose this. All right, good call, good question. Lady Gaga recently tweeted a tearful farewell, we hope it's temporary, to her fans because she left the concert circuit due to her illness. She's the new poster girl for a condition called fibromyalgia. It's a body-wide pain syndrome that can be devastating and debilitating. It's been estimated that millions of Americans, particularly women, suffer from fibromyalgia, to some extent also men. But it is a very, very common syndrome, and it is something that is amenable to natural therapies. We have talked on our podcast recently with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, author of a great book about fibromyalgia called From Fatigue to Fantastic. And there's a whole drill in terms of how to work up these patients and how to properly address many of the underlying factors that may contribute to fibromyalgia. But here's a new wrinkle to the fibromyalgia story. Axim Biotechnologies. It's a startup that is racing to develop and seek approval for marijuana-based products. Yeah, there's a new California gold rush going on because there's a big opportunity here. This is a small, nimble pharmaceutical company, they've created a chewing gum containing CBD, cannabidiol. It's a non-psychoactive, non-stoner component of marijuana. It's a cannabinoid, which means you won't get high, but you'll still receive the pain relief from the CBD. And I've seen it work in some of my patients. The problem is getting a hold of it. The laws are so variable from state to state. Some states allow it. Some states it's unlawful. Federal regulations put it on the highly addictive substance list and prohibit it. So there's a lot of confusion. But how does CBD work? Well, peripheral nerves in the body are what detect pain sensations, and cannabinoids have been proven to block peripheral nerve pain, making it helpful in peripheral neuropathy as well as fibromyalgia. And also there are mood-enhancing effects, anti-anxiety effects. And now Axsome Biotechnology is packaging it in a new chewing gum called MedChewRx. MedChewRx. Don't look for yet, but it's slated to be released in 2018 and will only be available from dispensaries in states that allow marijuana dispensing. That is coming to be increasingly the case. Medical marijuana legalization is occurring in many states, and it's sometimes in tandem with overall marijuana legalization, but more states have permission for medical marijuana than for overall use, maybe Colorado, certain parts of California. But the gum contains equal amounts of both CBD and THC, delivering 5 milligrams of each. And I guess you need a little THC to get some of the brain benefits, the sedating and relaxing benefits that help people cope with pain. The benefits include neuroprotective and neurostimulatory effects on the mind, stress relief, and there may even be anti-cognitive decline effects. We think you smoke marijuana, you know, your brain turns to mush. Actually, some studies suggest that certain components of marijuana have anti-inflammatory effects, thus protecting the brain. And surely chewing marijuana gum is more socially acceptable than smoking, easier on the lungs, less deleterious, because smoking any burning plant substance is going to get you in trouble. And we hope that this will provide patients with fibromyalgia with yet another option for treating their chronic pain. And we hope that with a little bit of a hiatus from her hectic performance schedule, Lady Gaga will achieve healing. She's a very, very talented and creative performer. And we'll hope that she's back on the recording and concert circuit as soon as possible. Here's an item that is kind of a consumer alert for people who want to check on the quality of physicians that they might be going to. There are these rating services that rate physicians, and people weigh in with their opinions of how good this or that or the other doctor is. So they did a study on this in the Journal of the American Medical Informatics Association. Medical informatics, big new field, because it has to do with computer-related and internet-related issues. And they did an observational study looking at 78 physicians from 8 specialties. And on the one hand, they had experts rate these physicians in terms of their effectiveness and their clinical expertise. And then they looked at consumer ratings of these self-same physicians. And they also compared the consumer ratings to peer review scores, in other words, what the colleagues of these physicians thought of them, and also the ratings from administrators of these physicians. So in other words, what do their bosses say about them? And here's what they found, and this is it's pretty typical. The study shows no strong correlation between average consumer ratings and performance scores or primary care physician scores and administrator scores. In other words, among physicians in the lowest quartile of specialty-specific performance scores, only 5 to 32% had consumer ratings also in the lowest quartile across. In other words, lousy doctors, this according to their peers and their bosses, were not recognized by consumers. The consumers thought, yeah, they're pretty good. Maybe they had a good bedside manner. But according to their peers and according to their bosses, they just weren't up to snuff. And the one thing that could be dependent on is that when you compare the different platforms, you compare Yahoo to whatever, all these different platforms where they rate doctors, pretty much the consumers agreed from one platform to another. So the consumers were consistent in their ratings for physicians. They just were wrong when it came to their ability to assess the clinical performance of their doctors. So the greatest doctor in the world might have lousy ratings online, and the worst doctor might also have decent ratings online. It's hard to tell. So much for those online physician ratings. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's take a question from Michael. Hi, Michael.
Safflower oil. I know it's a vegetable oil, and I know how you feel about vegetable oils. But nevertheless, the notation on the system shows that the safflower oil has a lot of benefits. I wonder if it's possible that safflower oil might be one of the better oils to have as far as a vegetable oil. Thank you.
Okay, so the question is about the pros and cons of safflower oil. And, you know, let's kind of look at the plus side and let's look at the minus side. One of the good aspects of safflower oil is that as a polyunsaturated vegetable oil, it has been shown to lower cholesterol. So that's to the good. And that's actually one of the reasons why the American Heart Association continues to recommend polyunsaturated oils like safflower oil. The problem, though, with safflower oil is that it is bereft of omega-3 fatty acids. Well, let me correct that. It does have a little bit of linolenic acid, which is a vegetable precursor to EPA and DHA. But some people have a limited ability to convert that linolenic acid into EPA and DHA, so that doesn't that's not that helpful. It does, however, have a high amount of linoleic acid, which is an omega-6 fatty acid. And the problem in the American diet is that we have too much in the way of omega-6s and not enough in the way of omega-3s. Hence, our omega-6 to 3 ratio is very high. And that is generally pushing us in a pro-inflammatory direction. And so, you know, the whole concept of vegetable oil, the only really ancient vegetable oil that we have is olive oil. That was around, you know, the time of the Greeks and the Egyptians, thousands and thousands of years ago. It's only through modern techniques of expeller pressing and chemicalized industrial treatment that we're able to expel gallons and gallons of oil from seed plants like safflower, and hence it's kind of an unnatural food. Also, safflower oil is refined. It doesn't contain any beneficial polyphenols like olive oil, which provides its taste and aroma. Some people consider that an advantage because safflower oil is relatively tasteless and doesn't change the character of foods that you use it with or for sautéing. It also doesn't contain any vitamin E or any other helpful nutrients besides the oil itself. And an advantage is that it has a relatively high smoke point. So it's not, you know, unlike olive oil, which you can't really, you know, subject it to very high temperatures, safflower oil can tolerate pretty high heat. So from a culinary standpoint, there are some advantages. But as a dietary component, I would limit the intake of safflower oil. I think that's the proper approach to take in favor of other more helpful oils like olive oil and certainly fish oil. All right. This item, and this is very, very encouraging. You know, we talk about intelligent medicine here on this program. And this is a milestone because finally intelligent medicine is making it to the mainstream. And here's a sign of that. The UC Irvine aims to transform public health with a record-breaking $200 million donation. Susan Samueli, who is a fan of integrative medicine, by the way, she is the wife of Henry Samueli, who's the billionaire co-founder of Broadcom, which is an Irvine semiconductor maker, is going to donate $200 million to launch what is billed as the nation's first university-wide enterprise to embed integrative health approaches in research, teaching, and patient care. That'll be at the UC Irvine Susan Samueli Center for Integrative Medicine, which the Samuelis founded in 2001 with a little seed money, $5.7 million. It'll now be expanded with this additional $200 million contribution into an institute conducting research and offering patient care, education, and community outreach. Administrator of this said a more holistic approach is needed, particularly to treat widespread chronic illnesses such as diabetes and heart disease, and to meet the desperate demand for alternative to opioids. This is very cool. This is a real milestone because intelligent medicine is finally going front and center into mainstream medicine. I welcome that trend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And don't forget our additional podcast. Lots of great information, a free resource here on Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.